And what stage are you at now, and what's the plan for the future? So our pilot project's coming to an end. We're going to have to accumulate that data and process it, present it really in a nice way to the senior team and the medical team. And then we really hope that that means it'll get taken across the whole hospital. So not just the acute medical unit, it can go to our surgical areas, our medical inpatient areas, and where pharmacists feel confident too, they can start adjusting those gentamicin level orders. We're going to provide education sessions to our pharmacy team. At the Royal Devon Exeter, we've got quite a big clinical pharmacy team, so making sure that they're all confident with using this guideline and that their knowledge is up to scratch, that they're happy to start using the guidelines.
And I think what's good about our guideline as well is that not only can we use it in our trust, but it's also there for other trusts to use as well. So if they have any issues with gentamicin, they can use our guideline to look at the monitoring that we do for gentamicin. And the long-term plan of this is not only to just restrict it to gentamicin, but it's also to use it for other medication that have a narrow therapeutic index. So where we've initially started with gentamicin, we would want to expand it to maybe vancomycin in the future and expand it to lithium, digoxin, stuff like that, stuff that requires that monitoring. And I think with this guideline, it does open the door and allow us to look at the drug monitoring and allow us to then expand that onto different narrow therapeutic index drugs.